Hello, and welcome back to the study of Psalm 119. We have just got started, more or less, in this psalm. And as you know, there are 22 sections, and we're taking it one section at a time, one stanza, one paragraph at a time. And I think we have previously looked at three stanzas. Stanza 1, which is verses 1 through 8, stanza 2, which is verses 9 through 16, and stanza 3, which is 17 through 24. So that brings us to the fourth stanza, and let's read. My soul cleaves to the dust. Revive me according to thy word. I have told of my ways, and thou hast answered me. Teach me thy statutes. Make me understand the way of thy precepts, so I will meditate on thy wonders. My soul weeps because of grief. Strengthen me according to thy word. Remove the false way from me, and graciously grant me thy law. I have chosen the faithful way. I have placed thine ordinances before me. I cleave to thy testimonies. O Lord, do not put me to shame. I shall run the way of thy commandments, for thou wilt enlarge my heart. Well, as we looked at earlier, there are many synonyms for the Word of God here. And instead of being really technical with what the different synonyms, you know, the different colors that the different synonyms may bring to the topic of the Word of God, instead, we are looking at this psalm as a prayer and endeavoring to understand what God wants us to pray. This is a prayer. It's believed to be Ezra's, and it's a prayer that is saying to God, it is your word that above all, and almost really to the point of exclusivity, shows us and teaches us about you and makes our way to you. And of course, that's true of the gospel as well. So we've been looking at these stanzas, and we've divided them into three objectives. And the first one is to see in the stanza just things that jump out, just things that we could consider gems, you know, nuggets. And there's some pretty interesting things in this one. For example, the first verse, verse 25. My soul cleaves to the dust. The psalmist appears to be saying, I know who I am. I know who I am. Look at the next verse. I have told of my ways, and you have answered me. Teach me your statutes. He says, I know who I am, and I'm attempting to be transparent. I'm attempting to be just, like the song, just as I am, coming to you with nothing to offer, no inflated sense of self, just knowing who I am. In fact, I think he said something similar back in verse 10 when he said, with all my heart I have sought you. Do not let me wander from your commandments. Well, let's go on in our stanza, verse 28. My soul weeps because of grief. Strengthen me according to thy word. Remove the false way from me and graciously grant me your law. He says, I know what sin is. That's what he's saying. My soul weeps because of grief. Remove the false way. I know what sin is, and I know that I'm sinful. This is a good place to be. This is a good place to be. Verse 30, I have chosen the faithful way. I have placed thine ordinances before me. I cling to your testimonies. O Lord, do not put me to shame. He says, I'm as desperate now about you. I'm as desperate for you as I am about sin. And many, many times in this psalm, Psalm 119, we see the phrase, O Lord. See that in 31? Verse 31. O Lord, do not put me to shame. This is a very tender thing. This really looks at our second objective, and that is, how do we see the person of God in this psalm? How do we see the psalmist appealing to the person of God, celebrating the person of God, exalting the person of God? And here we see that. O Lord. It's a cry. It's an expression of need. It's an expression of humility. And then finally, the third objective, what in this stanza could we appropriate? This is a prayer, and what piece of this would we pray ourselves? Or how would we be encouraged to pray? Maybe something a little different by what we see being prayed here. Well, I think there's a lot of clues. This is a very powerful stanza. I think there are a lot of clues in this stanza. Look at verse 25. He says, revive me. Look at verse 26. He says, teach me. Look at 27. Make me understand. Look at verse 28. Strengthen me. Look at verse 29. Grant me. Look at 30. I have chosen. Look at 32. Enlarge my heart. I submit that you could sum up this stanza, these eight verses, as a cry that sounds like this. More faith. Please, God, more faith. And I think you could really home in on verse 32 for that. I shall run the way of your commandments, for you will enlarge my heart. So you see what we're doing as we study this psalm, Psalm 119, is we are entering into the prayer. We are entering into the prayer that this person is making in this entire psalm and taking it piece by piece and putting it in our own words. And by summarizing it, you know, in our third objective, which is to see what that prayer would be in our own words, by summarizing it, we are getting the ethos, getting the passion, getting the heart's cry that the psalmist is making. And that's an important thing. Next time, we'll go on to the next stanza. And until then, believe God.